If we take a look at the cellular localization of TAR1, we see that it's predominantly inside the neuron, inside the cell, but it can move to the cell membrane and then back into the cell. This is done both pre and postsynaptically. And interestingly, TAR1 can form heterodimers with other receptors, including dopamine D2 receptors. So we can modulate dopamine D2 receptors presynaptically and postsynaptically with TAR1